In much of the United States, including here in Washington, D.C., temperatures have hovered near 100, with heat indexes as high as 115 degrees. The National Weather Service has used words like excessive heat and oppressive humidity, warning everyone to keep cool. Reporter Kavitha Cardoza visited some folks trying to do just that at some swimming pools in Southeast D.C. and sent us this audio postcard.
My favorite sound is water splashing.
Well, I walked to the corner store this morning at 8. I'm like, it's hotter than Satan's toenails, for real. It's hotter than Satan's toenails.
It's so hot, you can pretty much fry an egg on the sidewalk. Best place to be is at a swimming pool.
I've brought my children, my grandchildren, my nieces, and my nephews. It's about 10 of us.
It's hot and the pool is cold.
Take cool showers, drink plenty of fluids, and just stay out the heat.
Swimming was a lot better, a lot funner. There's more people out here than can fit in my house anyway, so I'd rather be out here.
Oh, I love to eat ice. When I'm at home, I suck them all day long.
I only get one popsicle a day, but I wish I could have five a day.
I'll definitely have a beer or two beers.
It's as hot as what I imagine HE double hockey sticks would be.
I wish I could go nude.
Now I don't have air conditioning in my house, so it's crippling heat. But we keep the house real dark and wear light clothes. I tell the kids, sit still, lay around, because that's what my mother and them did. We didn't have air conditioning in the 60s. So you have to go back to the old ways.
Mommy, can we just get two more minutes, please?
Ain't no two more minutes, that's it.
No one understands the pool!
Those were the voices of Quantina Edwards, Dominic Hill, Kiyoka and Jahari Caldwell, Melvina Rawlings, Ronald P., Daniela Lott, London Paris and Rashonda Richards, Bonnie Handen, and Octavia Ferguson.